Last year, maybe you flew by the seat of your pants, and now you're like, I don't even know what the hell happened last year. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. It's me, Marlo, and thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of this year. If you haven't done so already and you saw my first episode that was released for January, I'm going to link that down below. And for you drivers and podcast listeners, that's going to be linked down at my YouTube channel, Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo, where you should definitely subscribe. And you should also subscribe to the podcast so we can remain in the loop and hang out together. Now, today's topic is going to be a little bit of maybe homework, we should say. So if you're driving, take those mental notes, get that just the juices flowing for the creativity of answering some of the questions that we're going to be talking about today. Now, if you're watching on my YouTube channel, I think this is a great point in time to whip out that pen and paper and just kind of scribble down some thoughts and ideas and then take all of this back to a little bit more of a business plan, something a little bit more organized where you can really filter your thoughts through and write something out for yourself. If you're thinking about doing a note-taking type of thing in a more digital sense, I love iNotes for a little bit more of a simplistic idea of how I like to note-take. But if you're looking to really enhance your business and your communication with potentially your assistant or other team members, or even just like organizing yourself, I like the program Notion. It's a productivity management tool, and it's kind of like iNotes, but on steroids. I really like it. There's a lot of functions you can do within Notion. Now, let's get to how we're going to break down the different areas of your permanent makeup business, your beauty business, lash business, whatever. And we're going to set objectives with actionable steps and measurable goals so we can see what a smart plan looks like, how we can actually measure our goals and actions so we can say at the end of this year, wow, I really checked that off and I did everything that I needed to do to say done. I have a list of 10 items here that you can use to develop your business, or you can pick out which ones are good for you and your business in the next coming year. Another way to look at this is actually breaking this out into something called the 12-week year, which is breaking out your year into quarterly goals, which can be really effective for setting goals and reaching and attaining them by being able to say done on them, by looking at your year in a 12-week year. The 12-week year has been proven to be a very effective way at viewing your year, setting goals, and reaching them. Instead of scrambling around sometime in September, refinding that goal sheet and thinking, oh my gosh, this is so much to do, I suck, I failed. It's able to set you up for success by taking each individual goal or having an overarching theme and plugging it into a 12-week quarterly year, which allows you to not be so overwhelmed later in the year and also have a lot of negative self-talk. And I personally need a little bit more motivation, and I kind of like the ticking clock of a 12-week year. Now, let's get to it. I have a list of 10 items here, and this can kind of, you can plug and play and pull what you like out of it. So get out that pen and paper, get that mental mind going, and let's go over some of the things that you can implement in your business in a 12-week year or a long-term year that is gonna have you at the end of the year saying, holy shit, I crushed it. One thing that you can look at within your business or looking to grow and set yourself up for your goals and success this year is, do you need skill enhancement? Should you be attending a permanent makeup training or workshop or course to help you get better at something? Is there a specific area that needs improvement? A new technique that you just can't figure out on your own, or an emerging trend? I do feel like this kind of goes hand in hand, but number two is portfolio expansion. This is adding new services to your menu. Here in New York City, I am limited to tattooing services, but recently I've acquired a new skill of services to add to my menu. It allows me to make more money, more income, and have more clients and also returning clients. My service that I've recently added and learned is tiny tattooing. Now for you, maybe you're in another state and there's other services that you can provide, like lash lift or brow lamination or maybe high frequency. I don't know, you should definitely check with your state, but by expanding your portfolio and your list of services, you can have more income. Now, this is a great goal to have when trying to expand your business and grow to have a sustainable, beautiful life doing what you love to do. Another goal that you might want to reflect into your 2024 list of goals is certifications and accreditations. Obtaining certain certificates and accreditations, whether they're national accreditations or just specifically for your state. Maybe that's something that you need to research or someone's been buzzing about. For me, one of my goals that I met last year entering into this year was I'm a part of the Tina Davies Pro team, which I'm so excited about. So if you're looking to buy any Tina Davies products, just go onto her website and please use the discount code Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo as one word. And that's going to give you 15% off all of Tina's products, which is some of the best in the biz, of course. I'm sure you're using them. So whether or not you need to re-up one pigment or you want to try the entire fade line, definitely apply my discount code Marlo Cosmetic Tattoo. But that was one of my goals for my certification and accreditation. Now, what's yours? Okay, I'm a little curious as to what certifications and accreditations that you're interested in. So definitely comment down below what state you're from and what cert you need. The next goal that we can possibly implement into our businesses, permanent makeup, lash, beauty business, whatever, clearly, I think you get it at this point, is client-based growth. How can we increase the number of clients and repeat business, which is super important, especially for permanent makeup? We don't see repeating clients unless we're going to push an additional service on them. So how can we increase the client as repeat business? Maybe an idea is implementing a referral program to encourage word of mouth marketing. I personally love grassroots and that works really well for me in my business. Develop marketing strategy through social media and even local advertising. Offer promotions to loyal clients and to encourage repeat business. Just as an idea that I do, for every client that has a secondary service with me, I offer 15% off that next service. Okay, this one's a little bit of a think big, but this is number 5, and we're gonna be discussing business expansion. How can you expand your permanent makeup business, lash business in whatever way and avenue? Maybe you are due to open up a second location. Girl, go get it. I am impressed. Or maybe you're looking to expand your business and your horizons or tap into another area by working at another salon, possibly. Closing out your calendars other days at your salon and going and working at another salon or operating at two different salons or two different salon locations under the same umbrella. There are so many opportunities there. So collaborate with a complementary business that you could potentially link up with and let's find out how we can sell our services there. Additionally, if you're looking to also expand in the sense of selling products, how can you potentially label products by selling maybe an aftercare kit or a colored lip gloss in your studio that pairs well with a really beautiful lip blush or a lash cleaning kit to have your clients come back with better lashes and better retention if you sell just a little cleaning kit that maybe you have to make on your own, but it's perfect and it has a private label on it that you made yourself. Okay, number 6 on the list is client satisfaction, feedback, and reviews. It's super important that A, of course our clients are satisfied, but sometimes we do need a little bit of feedback from our clients. Talk to the clients that you've had a really good connection with that you wouldn't mind hearing what they have to say about your business. Maybe it's how the security desk at the front could be a little more welcoming, and something as simple as that. Or how your online booking system is a little difficult to use. All that feedback is only gonna help you grow. So reach out to those clients that you know are gonna have an honest and beautiful conversation with you that allow you to grow. Additionally, you're going to need reviews. Make sure a part of your goals this year is reaching out after your appointments, especially when they're good ones, for clients to write a glowing Google review. This is super important for your business to grow and others to know that you're a trusted source that creates satisfied clients. All right, this is an easy one, but number 7, staying on top of trends. As beauty industry people, it is important that we stay on top of trends, especially beauty trends. So if you aren't already following your favorite influencers, try seeing how they film certain things or what kind of music they're using on their reels and content, and just seeing like, what is it that they bring to this industry that has made them so popular? And by staying on top of trends and becoming a trendsetter yourself in the area that you are performing your beauty services, people will of course come to you and trust you to make sure that they're in the trendiest of hands. Another way of staying on top of trends is going to some conferences. So if a part of making friends and being a part of a community and staying on top of trends is attending a conference, take a look at the conference calendars that you see rolling around on Instagram and put them on your content calendar to see, hey, maybe that'll make sense for my November. Okay, number 8 is health and safety compliance. A little boring, but this is just my PSA announcement to continue doing the health and safety compliance for your business to run in a safe, beautiful, clean environment, to get good word out to new clients so you get great feedback that you had a beautiful, clean salon. And of course, when you get feedback that people felt safe with you, that is a great feeling. So definitely, of course, continue to add that to your goal of creating a beautiful and safe environment for your clients to come and spend money at. Okay, I don't know about you, but this year, number 9 is where I'm at. I have fully committed to financial planning. As beauty business owners and small business owners, I feel like we don't have a lot of systems in place that help us make sure we have retirement funds and we know how to budget and bookkeep. And all of this stuff can be very overwhelming. By having financial management and planning, establishing budgets and financial goals for the year, and investing in certain softwares and even potentially financial coaching is a great way to make sure that you set aside funds for your professional development and all of these goals that maybe require some traveling. My husband, Jared, he is a financial coach and he helps me keep my finances in order. He also does this professionally. So if you guys are interested in going through systems and process and setting your business up for financial success, so you're not operating in this flurry of really having no idea what's going on, I highly recommend you reach out to Jared. I'll link his information down below. Again, this is on my YouTube channel in the description box, and you can reach out to him for a consultation to understand a little bit more about what it looks like working with a financial coach and how it is one of the greatest things I've ever done for my business, because flying by the seat of my pants was really not working for me. All right, without further ado, number 10, I think this is something we always need to revisit as current, trendy, vibrant beauty business owners, is branding and marketing. It's important to stay on top of your website and your branding and the flow and the digital side of your business. Develop a consistent visual appearance for all of your social media presence, and I think that's really important. So not only does it have to be a consistency of just the facade, but also the message that you send across. Another way to market your business is collaborating with influencers and bloggers. It's going to increase your visibility, and if you give them a little bit of set of rules that they need to follow in order to promote you and potentially giving away a free service, you're gonna be surprised at the level of visibility that you're gonna get. It's gonna increase your followers, increase your likes, and also increase a potential new clientele that you didn't even have access to. Remember to make your goals SMART: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And throughout the year, you can reassess these goals on a need-to basis. Thank you so much for listening to my 10 things that you can implement in your beauty business. Comment down below the ones that you think you're going to implement for 2024. I'm so curious which one of these resonated with you as an aha moment. And please don't forget to subscribe. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys. And I will see you in the next video. Bye, guys.